You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Last Sunday, Israeli Defense Forces fired an airstrike on a media tent outside the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. The Israeli airstrike killed seven of Al Jazeera's Gaza correspondents, who were Anas Al-Sharif, Mohammed Kareke, Ibrahim Zahir, Mohammed Nufal, Momen Aliwa, and Mohammed Al-Khalidi. This airstrike would bring the total number of journalists killed in Gaza by Israel to 238. Etu Union's National Journalist Committee recently put out a statement condemning the killing of those Al Jazeera journalists and called for urgent international action to ensure journalists were protected. I spoke to Tom Hunt, a delegate from Etu Union's National Delegates Committee, about the killing of those five of seven Al Jazeera journalists by Israel in Gaza and Etu's stance on the issue. So to begin, can you tell us about Etu's response to the recent killing of five Al Jazeera journalists in Gaza?
Yeah, well, of course. We put out a release yesterday. It's a bit of a kind of, not much on the scale of things that are happening, of course, but just strongly condemning the killing of journalists over there, because, of course, Etu is, among other things, the journalist union and closely aligned with various international journalist unions and organisations. So we just wanted to come out and strongly condemn it. I don't think it's going to make one iota of difference, unfortunately, but that's what it is.
How would you assess the New Zealand media's coverage of those killings?
Of the killings? I mean, I'm reading about it in the paper today. I've got something here in front of me. I think it's been pretty down the line. The problem we've got with anything inside Gaza right now is that you really can't get media in there apart from the people like this who have just been killed to actually report on it from the ground. So anything inside Gaza is virtually, it's always by nature secondhand unless you have people brave people like this inside Gaza who are willing to report out and risk their lives for it, evidently.
Do you think that journalists across New Zealand have done enough to show solidarity with those Al Jazeera journalists killed in Gaza?
Probably not, to be honest. But in saying that, it's kind of hard to know what to do. In terms of specifically for journalists, it's kind of, apart from putting out statements, I guess we could set up a solidarity fund or something like that, but it's kind of, I'm a bit of a loss what to do, but, if someone comes up with a good idea, I'm sure we'd be keen to listen.
Regarding our government's response, what do you think an adequate response from our government would be?
In some ways, I don't know if it's a government thing to do. I mean, it's more that I wouldn't expect the New Zealand government to specifically single out the murderer of journalists as opposed to any other civilian over there and specifically condemn that. That's probably more for people like journalist unions and people to do, but we're not asking for any special treatment of journalists, just to stop killing people. But, I'm probably more qualified to talk about the killing of journalists, but I wouldn't expect the New Zealand government to take special treatment of them.
Winston Peters recently announced that the government would announce their stance on the recognition of a Palestinian state over the next month. Do you think that this would be enough to address both the killing of those journalists and the killing of civilians in Gaza in general?
Just like I said before, I mean, we're a small country at the bottom of the world. I don't think it's going to make any big difference, but it's probably a positive step forward to reflect the feelings of, I think, most of New Zealanders. There probably is some sort of harm in it in terms of trade and stuff like that, but I think it would probably reflect the feelings of most of New Zealand. But unfortunately, I don't think anything like that's going to make a big difference. It's not going to stop what's going on there.
Do you think that greater protections for journalists here at home is also needed?
Yeah, it feels a bit kind of trite to say that the attacks on journalists here in any way equate to the things that are happening over there. I mean, we're not getting killed. But in saying that, there has definitely been increased, social media and other attacks on journalists here. And I mean, what would be the ideal situation is if people took a bit more of a holistic view on things and realised that journalists might one day write something they don't like and then the next day write something they do like, and they're doing a job just like any other person. So it comes down to maybe people just being a bit more growing up, really. But, and I mean, there is protections there. There is from the government. There, you know, there's the Harmful Communications Act and whatnot. So they are there. I mean, I just call on people to just be a bit more mature and realise people are doing their job. And with a shrinking, number of staff in newsrooms, it's harder to cover everything. But the personal attacks would be great if they stopped.
And that was Tom Hunt, a delegate from ETU Union's National Delegates Committee, speaking to us about the killing of Al Jazeera journalists by Israel in Gaza and ETU's stance on the issue. We'll be right back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.